Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, President and CEO of Immigration Works USA, author of a number of books she's edited, Reinventing the Melting Pot One, and a brand new one coming out on poverty, right? Tamar?
Yeah. New thinking on poverty and opportunity.
Is it available now?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I mean,
yes,
is the book available?
It's available now. Yes, it is. It's you can order it from American Enterprise Institute.
All right.
And it's free. You just have to get signed it and download it.
All right.
It's about essays by center right thinkers about what to do about poverty in the working class.
Well, so check it out, folks. AEI.org, right?
Yeah, and there's a little bit about skills too, which obviously a lot of small business owners must care about.
Right.
How
absolutely.
Do we have better policy for
absolutely.
Skills?
So, all right, Tamar, let's talk about sanctuary. And I can't say that word without thinking of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. You know, remember what was it? What was the guy's name?
Quasimodo.
Yeah, Quasimodo. But I mean the original actor. I'm trying to think of his name. But the original one was wonderful, and he pulled Esmeralda in, and held her against away from the bad guys, and he kept yelling sanctuary. Remember that?
I don't actually.
Oh man, it's a great movie. Yeah. It's wonderful. But you gotta watch it anyway. So we got a lot of cities, folks. 200 maybe in the country. Couple of three states. Who are yelling at Washington, sanctuary, tell us about it.
Okay, so but they aren't using that term, right? That's the term that the opponents have made up. And people use the word sanctuary city.
You mean the people who stand behind the Constitution, is that what you mean?
Yes, well, fair enough. So the people who are opponents of these cities. The people who want to group them. So, again, it's a big, the point is, what I'm trying to make, is that the it's a big range. They've taken a big range of stances. Some of them, and I agree with you, these are evil. Some of them say when the feds want to come pick up a guy who they know is a murderer, who's an unauthorized immigrant, who I have
five times deported and a multiple reoffender.
That's evil. But at the other end of the spectrum, and we have 200 cities spread across the spectrum, at the other end of the spectrum are cities that say we don't want our hospitals in our city to, when people come in, we don't want Latinos or Asian people or even American, you know, even white people for that matter, use that slip. We don't want the people in the hospital to ask them, are they legal or not? Because if the people in the hospital ask them that, they might not come to the hospital the next time, and then they will be, you know, have
sick.
Their infectious
the
disease
child,
out
their
in
child
the
will get sick and
yes,
die.
Exactly.
Let me throw something.
They don't want their hospitals. Wait, just let me just. They don't want the hospitals in the city to say that. They don't want the schools in the city to say that. They don't want the police in the city to say that unless the people are committing a serious crime.
If you come in and say
my husband's beating me and my drunken husband's beating me. They don't want the cops to say. What are you legal or not? Because then people won't report stuff like that.
All right, hold on a second, because I want to throw you a bone. And if you didn't know I was intellectually honest before, at least now you'll know I am. So here's the thing. I hate the idea of these sanctuary mayors and governors standing up and thumbing their nose at the Constitution the way they do. However, almost everybody in America, every American, resident American, every non-alien, probably knows for a fact that there's a person they know who's here illegally, and by not turning them in, we become sanctuary people.
Well, that's fair.
Am
fair
I right?
Enough. Fair enough.
So if person who mows my yard, if I know the person who paints my house, lays my bricks, does my carpentry work, whatever. If I know for a fact that that person is illegal, and I don't call ICE and turn them in, have I done anything different than the hospital that doesn't turn in the family when the baby comes in? So last thoughts, you got 20 seconds.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, I think that's a strong analogy. I'm not sure I would even say it that strongly, but I think that's fair. But and I agree with you. Let me say, you know, it's not a bone. I
20 seconds.
Agree with you. I completely agree with you that the cities that don't comply on cooperating on criminals, that's evil.
Yeah.
That's evil, and that needs to end.
And that's the point we've been making all along. This can be solved if we would just not fight each other. Hey, Tamar, good job today. Come back soon.
Great to be with you.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.